Many Indiana University students and staff have taken note of a character often referred to simply as the bagpipe guy, but few know why he stands, day after day, playing his bagpipes in Dunmeadow. So reporter Victoria Zieg tracked him down to find out. In the process, she found out there was a great deal more to the strange man playing the bagpipes on IU's campus. This next story comes courtesy of a partnership between WFHB and a class at the IU Media School, taught by instructor Amy Gastelum.
My dad named me Angus because he wanted me to have a good Scottish name because I was going to play the bagpipes. Wow, okay.
No problem.
I'm trying to think. Okay, I think I have it now. My name is Angus Martin. I work for the Department of Folklore and Ethnomusicology here at Indiana University.
And I'm the bagpiper who plays at Dunmeadow.
I would clap, but I have recording equipment in my hands. Thank you.
I was trying to play the ones that I play for solos at first, but I couldn't get the tune down. My dad, he occasionally got into our family heritage. In the 90s, there was a lot of interest in Scottish arts and Scottish culture and Scottish heritage. So my dad got back into it around that time when everybody else was getting interested again. So he came home and told me that I was going to learn. I haven't seen him in over 10 years. Other times where he got really obsessive about certain things, like once, like he was very, very seriously wanting to move to Australia because he liked the movie Quigley Down Under. So this was him. It was once every year or two. We weren't in the military, it's just we moved a lot. I think it was he didn't like it when people got to know us too well, so he moved us around. That's my idea. About why it is we did it, I don't really know. You'd have to get into my dad's head to really understand it.
Why wouldn't he want people to know you guys, though?
He was and is a shady sort of person. He was a little bit paranoid, so I consider him to be a little bit of an abusive type of person. And I think largely he didn't want people to know us as a family very much because if we had friends and we had people who knew us very well, then that is less power for him. The more you keep somebody isolated, the more power you have over them. There was a time where he actually was trying to get me to stop playing. So he's the one who made me start, and maybe 5 years after he had me start, he was very, very seriously trying to make me stop. The bagpipes had become something that he no longer really had control of anymore because he left, and so it was something I did.
I think if he didn't try to make me stop doing it, then I'd probably feel differently because him pushing to have me stop is what gave me the opportunity to make the decision to keep playing and stick with it. And I think probably if that hadn't happened, I'd have a very different attitude about the whole thing. Because I would be left wondering if I was, you know, is this something my dad wanted me to do or is this something I want to do?
That story airs on WFHB, courtesy of a partnership with a journalism class at the IU Media School.